I'm not much of a soccer fan, but I'm told that one of the great showdowns each year in soccer is a match between the Spain team of Madrid versus the Barcelona soccer team. And that's referred to as El Clásico, the great classic rivalry between mainland Spain and Barcelona, which is the capital of Catalonia. And as we know in the news now, we see a lot about the Catalonian referendum, where the Catalonians are trying to gain their independence from the rest of Spain. And what's fascinating is that in the world of the Rishonim and the commentators on the Gemara, so Catalonia did have a degree of independence from the rest of Spain. So I'd like to talk about that for a few minutes tonight, because I think it's very fascinating how it parallels what's going on right now in the news to a degree, and also how it teaches us something about the different Rishonim, something that I think a lot of us might not know. So let's begin with a little bit of a background. The great classic Spanish, when I say Spanish, I mean Sfard, the great classic Sfardic Rishonim, were people like Rabbeinu Hananel, who was in Karawan, North Africa, or the Rif, who flourished in Fez, also North Africa. He died, I believe, in 1103. So he lived basically in the 1000s. Or the Rima Gash, his Talmud, the Rima Gash of Yosef Ibn Migash, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in a southern city in Spain. That area in general, southern Spain, was referred to as Al-Andalusia. It was almost an extension of North Africa, because it was all ruled by the same Muslim leaders, the same caliphate. North Africa, southern Spain, the very southern area of Spain. So that was part of the great Sephardic culture. And of course, the Rima Gash's Talmud's son, the Rambam, was one of the greatest Rishonim, one of the most prolific Rishonim. So he also was one of the great Sephardic Rishonim. Okay, he lived the second half of the 1100s, died in the very early years of the 1200s. So these are the classic Sephardic Rishonim. However, what's important to know is that the Rambam left Spain very early in his life. Many of us might even associate him with Egypt, because he left Spain early in his life and he traveled. He was traveling not on vacation, but he was being chased. His father of Maimon was a great rabbi. And during that, his lifetime, in his early years, his teens, early 20s, is when a tribe of Muslims from North Africa, the Almohads, overran the caliphate, the Muslim caliphate that was ruling at the time. It took over North Africa, it took over southern Spain, and it actually extended its rule into central Spain. And because of that, the Rambam's family took flight. He ended up settling in Egypt, as we know. He lived in Fustat, which was the Jewish neighborhood outside of Cairo. And the Rambam lived the rest of his life in Egypt. But the Rambam's departure from Spain really signified the end of the great Sephardic culture to a degree, a culture that had been around for many, many years. And the reason why this happened was, as I mentioned, because of these Muslim tribes that came out of North Africa and conquered much of Spain. Although they got very far into northern Spain, and the Jews who lived in Spain, because of the persecution of this tribe that was much less tolerant than the earlier Muslim caliphate that was there, so many of the Jews fled north into northern Spain, even into southern France. However, the Christians were ruling in France and in England and in northern France. That's where the Ashkenazic culture was, of France and Germany. So the Jews in northern France and in Germany and in England, that was all ruled by Christians. Now, as the Muslims conquered Spain and pushed the Christians back into France, so the Jews fled, again, from the persecution. But the Christians didn't stand for this for long, and very soon they initiated something that was called the Reconquista, which was the reconquest of Spain. And they pushed back against the Muslims, and eventually, it took many, many years, but slowly but surely they retook control of Spain. And when they did, so the Jews returned, and Torah once again flourishes in Spain. However, there's a big difference now, because now the Jews operating in Spain are now in Christian Spain. They're not in Muslim Spain like the earlier Sephardim were. And now that they were in Christian-controlled lands, they had access. First of all, we have the fact that they had fled into France, and specifically into the southern region of France, which on the border of France and Spain on the Mediterranean coast is an area that's referred to as Provence, which had its own Jewish culture. And the Jews of Spain, as they resettled in Spain and were able to once again learn and establish yeshivas and to flourish, so the Jews now are influenced by the rabbis of France. Now, not all of them. One of the early rabbis, one of the early great Talmidei Chachamim that emerges at this time is somebody named the Rama. Not the Rama on the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rama, Rav Meir Abulafia. And he dies, I believe, in the mid-1200s. And he's living in Christian Spain, but he lived in the city, I believe, of Toledo, which is in central Spain, which eventually is the city where the Rush lived. Big Jewish community there in Toledo. But he, for instance, sees himself, and he quotes generally from the great Sephardic rabbis, the Gonim, and Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Rif. He doesn't actually quote too many people by name, but his Sfarim, which we refer to as the Yad Rama, that was probably not its original name. Its original name was probably the Pratim or the Prati Pratim, but when they published it in the 1800s, they published it under the name the Yad Rama, based on the Pasuk that Bnei Israel left Mitzrayim the Yad Rama. So the Yad Rama, Rav Meir Abulafia, so that was a classic, it's a classic work on, we have it on two Masechtas, on Sanhedrin and Baba Basra. So he is a Talmud Chacham living in Christian Spain, but still sees himself as the continuation, as the heir, you could say, to the great Sephardic culture of the Rif and the Rimagash, the Rambam. However, many of the other Rabbanim that we know of from Catalonia at this time period, late 1200s, early 1300s, even though they are living in Spain, and we would want to call them Chachmei Sfarad, we would want to call them Spanish rabbis, but the truth is that they were heavily influenced by the Rishonim of southern France, and again, because they lived in Christian lands, so there was a natural communication between the different Jews living in Christian lands. When you have Jews living under Muslim control and other Jews living under their enemies, their rivals in Christian lands, there isn't too much correspondence between the communities. But when everybody's living under Christian lands, if you happen to be living in what we call today Spain and someone else is living in what we call France, but it's all part of the Christian empire, so there's going to be communication. And even if it's different empires, all being Christian and speaking a similar language and being a similar culture, so there's going to be communication. And therefore, some of the great rabbis of Spain after the Reconquest, are not purely Sephardic in the sense that the Rambam was, the Rabbeinu Hananel was, and even the Rama. But there's now going to be a blend on the one hand of the Sephardic tradition, which they're very proud of, but on the other hand, influences from Bali Tosfos in France and Germany, and the great Poskim in Germany, the great Rabbanim in Germany, and the rabbis of Provence, and some of the most famous Rishonim, which we might have associated up until now with Spain, really lived in this region, this Catalan region, the Catalonia. Let's begin with Rabbeinu Yonah, who lived in the city of Girona, or the Ramban, and they were relatives, by the way. So Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban. The Ramban, for instance, learned by Rabbanim from Provence. His Rabbeim were from Provence. Rabbeinu Yonah, we know, even went to France itself, towards northern France, to the city of Evreux, and studied there under the great Rabbanim of Evreux, who were Talmidim of the Ri HaZaken, the great Ri, who's quoted all the time in Tosfos. So the Beis Medrash of Evreux, by the way, are probably the ones who produced the Tosfos on Kiddushin, the printed Tosfos on Kiddushin, are Tosfos Evreux. So the Rabbeinu Yonah, who was a Rav in Girona in Catalonia, in Spain, but in the region of Catalonia, so he studied by Bali Tosfos and the Ramban as well, and the Ramban's Talmidim, the Ra'ah, the Rashba, the Ritva even, who is the next generation after the Rashba. So the Rashba, the Ra'ah, I believe, lived in Barcelona, which is, again, as we mentioned in the very beginning, is the capital today of the region of of Catalonia. And the Ritva was from Zaragoza. He was born in Seville, but he lived most of his life in Zaragoza, which is also a northern Spain city. It's a city that's really very close, if not part of the Catalonian region. So these great Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban, the Ra'ah, the Rashba, the Ritva, as much as we refer to them as Chachmei Sfad, they're really Chachmei Catalonia. They're really Rabbanim from Catalonia. In fact, many times when the Balei Tosfos ask a question, the place that you get the answer, an alternate answer, besides the answer of Tosfos, is you look at the Rashba, the Ritva. They're dealing with a lot of the same issues that the Balei Tosfos were. You wouldn't find the same thing, for instance, in the Yad Ramah. He's not addressing in the same systematic way the issues brought up by the Balei Tosfos as the Ramban is, and the Rashba is, and the Ritva is. And that's because the Rishonim of Catalonia saw themselves to some degree as heirs not only to the Sephardic tradition, but also to the Balei Tosfos, the French tradition, the Ashkenazic tradition. Most telling for sure is how the Ramban, what he writes in his introduction to his Dina de Garmi, in his essay called the Dina de Garmi, so his little kuntres, it's not so little, it's very important, but on his kuntres called the Dina de Garmi, all about the halachos of Garmi, so he writes in the introduction about the Balei Tosfos, Heim Hamorim, they're our teachers, they're the ones who revealed to us the hidden. The Ramban speaks also in his Chidushim on Chulin, and he writes that our Torah is the Torah of the Balei Tosfos. The Ramban, as much as he is Spanish or Catalonian, and he's connected with the Sephardic tradition, but he certainly also sees himself as an heir to the Ashkenazic tradition, or to the French tradition. He's addressing their issues. I once heard pointed out that whenever he makes reference to the Rambam, he calls him Rav Moshe HaSfardi, meaning the Rambam, he's a real Sfardi. He's Rav Moshe HaSfardi. Unlike the Ramban. The Ramban is Catalonian. And therefore, it's interesting, again, as we mentioned, in light of current events, so it's interesting that Catalonia, at least in terms of Parshanut HaTalmud, in terms of the Rishonim who analyzed and wrote on the Gemara, so Catalonia was a distinct region from the rest of Spain, while Spain, the Spanish Rishonim would be the Rambam, the Rif, the Rimagash, the Catalonian Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ra'ah, so they weren't, we can't say that they weren't Spanish, but on the other hand, they certainly weren't in the same way that the Rambam and the Rif were, and they had great influences from the rabbis and the great Talmidei Chachamim of Provence and of Tsarfas, of France and in Germany, and therefore, much like we see today in the news that the question of the independence of Catalonia from the rest of Spain, so in the history of Parshanut HaTalmud, of interpreting the Gemara and the Rishonim and the different schools of thought, so the Beis Medrash of the Ramban is probably more correctly referred to as the Beis Medrash of Catalonia and not the Beis Medrash of Spain. I will end with one last point, that the Arizal, this is brought down by the Shla in Parshas Bamidbar when he's discussing the Degolim. So he says, he quotes from the Arizal, that the Arizal had a Mesorah that just like there were four Degolim, there were four camps of the Jews when they traveled in the deserts, so too, says the Arizal, there are four traditions of Halacha. There's Sfard, Ashkenaz, Italian, and Catalonian. And the Arizal's highlighting Catalonia as an unique and independent degel, an independent Mesorah, so also buttresses our presentation today that we should look at the Chachmei Catalonia, at least in terms of analyzing Gemara and the Rishonim, the schools of thought of the Rishonim, that the Chachmei Catalonia are to be looked at as distinct from the rest of Spain.